Lanyap, a little something extra, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest today, Cindy Faust, president of the board with the Twin City Ballet and the Festival of Trees that is coming up just a few days away. Cindy, hi, welcome, and thanks for joining us on Lanyap.
Thanks, glad to be here.
So the Festival of Trees, it's the big fundraiser that's going to be happening. Give us a little overview. You hear Festival of Trees, some may think it's, oh, I can go and buy a Christmas tree, just a plain old tree, or some may think, oh, it's, you know, decorated trees that they can come by and take a look at. What exactly is the Festival of Trees that you have going on?
Well, it's a week-long event that the Twin City Ballet has. It originally started as sort of a celebration of our 40th year anniversary. Miss Linda Lavender Ford is our director, artistic director, and so we wanted to do something commemorative for that and celebratory, I guess, if you would. So we started looking at, we have our, obviously every year at Christmas, we have our Christmas performance, and we decided to try to organize an event, maybe in conjunction with that. Obviously, Festival of Trees makes you, you're right, it sounds like you want to run out and buy, it makes you want to run out and buy a tree. It sounds happy and fun. Well, it's going to be, that's for sure. But so yes, it's we're going to take the Jack Howard Theater lobby and turn it into a winter wonderland.
And it really involves trees that are decorated and really getting the word out through the community about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, the trees will be pre-decorated, and it's been fun to engage our community. We have over 40 trees that will be pre-decorated, and it's been fun to watch the tree designers, if you would, with their different themes. You're going to see a little bit of everything, just from classic I just like my tree original kind of person to, obviously we cannot live in North Louisiana and not have a hunting tree. So there'll be a camo tree. LSU, ULM, West Monroe, Neville. I mean, we run the gamut. I actually have one. Mine is Alpha Kids, and it'll be all elf. So, you know, it just depends on your style.
Now, this is leading up to a big night coming up Tuesday with the Jingle Bell Jam, as well as the silent auction that's going to be going on.
Right. If you would love to come to that, we would love to have you. And at that point, you would have an opportunity to bid on a tree. It is our one of our fundraising initiatives with Twin City Ballet. And you could attend Jingle Bell Jam. I'm getting them all confused now, Bob. yes, you can attend Jingle Bell Jam and have an opportunity to come through, look at all the trees, and start bidding.
Right. Now, actually, the touring is going to start up coming up Sunday.
Correct. That's for the community. We wanted to open the lobby up because it is going to be, in my opinion, sort of unprecedented in terms of what it would offer the community in terms of a place to take your family, children to be the families will be able to bring their children through and tour the trees and the North Pole, and we'll have the whole wassail and cookie deal. Santa will be there. You can have your picture with Santa, and I think it would just be. I've mentioned earlier, we also have live entertainment throughout the afternoon. Children's choral groups, adult choral groups, there singing, and just a fun way, I think, to kick off your holiday season with your family.
Yeah. What is the sense you have with this, Cindy, starting this year, and how do you see this growing? Because there, like you say, it's something that's getting the word out in the community and having a chance, which sounds like really fun if you consider doing a theme,
right,
to your tree.
Right. I think that the model that we used is from Utah, and they started their Festival of Trees, and they've grown from 40 trees. Coincidentally, they started with 40 as well. We did it sort of as a commemorative celebratory thing for Twin City Ballet and Miss Linda, but they've grown to 800 trees.
Wow.
And I can't imagine, first of all, I can't imagine organizing 800 trees. 40 has, been daunting. But I think that, yes, it's certainly an opportunity for us to grow and extend this into the community. Anyone can come and decorate a tree. You are a tree designer. If you have that ambition, we have a tree for you. How about that?
Yeah. Talking with Cindy Faust, the president of the board with the Twin City Ballet and the Festival of Trees coming up. And that is going to start when?
That will start Sunday afternoon, the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
And then coming up Tuesday night, the Jingle Bell Jam that's going to be occurring, the silent auction that takes place where folks will actually have a chance to bid on these trees.
Right.
So this is one thing was the whole setting of the Jack Howard Theater. North Pole is going to be there.
Right. The North Pole will be, it will, I don't know how they're going to set this North Pole in there, but I'm going to show up after it's done. I don't want to be there when they're putting it together, that's for sure. Yes, and it's very original.
It's like you say, it's something that's really, you know, just really inclusive with everyone in the community, and it branches out. So as far as how people can get in touch with, you know, the Twin City Ballet, of course, the performance coming up next Saturday.
That's right. Our performance, which will be our school performance as well. We start Tuesday. That would be the same day as Jingle Bell Jam, the first, and it goes through Friday. We have close to 20,000 students that come for that performance. And then we'll end the week on Saturday night with our gala performance of Act Two of the Nutcracker and then Buddy the Elf.
How can someone find out more about the event?
You go to our website. And I know we're in the phone book under Twin City Ballet. And then we have our phone number. Our website, TwinCityBallet.com.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.